Sandton Central has come up with a new logo and brand. It's essentially refashioning itself. And it says it represents the strength, movement, heart and energy of South Africa's financial capital. As you know, Sandton has really grown a lot in the last few years, becoming another CBD. And Sandton Central has held its first public awareness drive. And commuters on the corner of Greyston Drive and Rivonia might have been quite delighted this morning when they received bookmarks and reusable water bottles. So tell me if you were among those and tell me what impact it had on you. Do you know what the campaign's about, and are you keen to participate if you work or live in this area? City Improvement District Manager of Sandton Central Management is Elaine Jack, and she joins us on the line now. Elaine, good evening to you. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. Tell us what this campaign's all about.
Good evening, Joanne, and to your listeners. Thanks for the opportunity. So the City Improvement District was set up in 2000, so it's a good 20 years that we're in existence in the precinct. And it was also time for us to rebrand, and, I think people get comfortable with a logo or with a service that's already in and almost forgotten what we do as City Improvement Districts. So it was time for this new change, and we sat together and had a look at our logo, and we looked and see where we could actually refreshen it and actually energize it a little bit better. And also, whilst we are working in a public space, it was vitally important that we had the one-on-one with the people that we serve, which is everyone that uses the public space. So that was the whole drive, that we actively be in your face, physically be there, and also just remind people what we're about as Sandton Central. That's it.
I mean, there's some nice fluffy stuff around it. I'd have loved a free bookmark or a reusable water bottle. I think I just came to the party too late today. But besides all of that and the kind of publicity that you need to do to engage people, you're also doing quite a lot of important work behind the scenes in terms of ensuring that this environment is clean and safe and generally well run.
Yes. One of our core deliverable scopes is providing an area of safety and security, cleaning and maintenance in the public space, traffic and transport management, and placemaking and for tourism. And then also, in everything that we do, we have the eco-consciousness, and everything that we do is also sustainable as well. So that role, we always keep that in mind, whatever we do within the precinct. And, the physical interaction, the physical ambassadors in the space. Last year, we launched our kiosk together with Joburg Tourism. And we've then acquired 12 young and energetic, youthful tourism ambassadors. It's also part of youth job creation, and also to ensure that Sandton remain this welcoming, easy to do business. Come and enjoy a day in Sandton, and a place that where people who do come visit, work, live, that there is somebody that's looking after them in the public space.
You know, that's an interesting point of interface with the traveling public, I should say, because you've got people from all sorts of countries visiting the Sandton area for a number of reasons. Some of them are tourists, some of them are coming here for business, for obvious reasons. Mm. What sort of feedback are you getting on the atmosphere in this precinct?
I think, it's always been a very vibrant and very energetic space. With everything happening in the space, you've got the likes of the Sandton Convention Center that draws in so much convention people to corporates, international, both local and international corporates in the space. It is extremely busy space, and I think, it is almost a very challenging space for me to manage, but yet also an exciting space. And I think people have a general, when they come into Johannesburg, Sandton is one of the destinations they've got to come and visit.
Right. And what sort of feedback do they give you on things like security, accessibility to destinations in the general area, entertainment, nightlife, that kind of thing?
So a lot has been done around awareness and around security. We obviously constantly trying to also evolve ourselves around meeting the challenges of safety and security in public spaces, and also we from an entertainment and also things to do and events happening in the space. We try to communicate that regularly so that tourists and visitors alike who would like to come visit Sandton know what's happening in the space. So we're there on a social media point of view, to our websites, and of course press releases, and continuous communication also to our very members within the precinct that operate there in the space.
Elaine Jack, thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. She's the City Improvement District Central Manager of Sandton.